This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
Good morning, DCR.
Number one pick and a Super Bowl champ with the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
Call him every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best, why don't you peep the score? Sports Centery, gonna be top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise and shine with 98.7. This is Drive Time, we provide highlights from your favorite teams. Dave, Chris, and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Walk to the left of Vasilevsky, turnover in front, Beauvillier shoots, he scores! There will be a Game 7 Friday night in Tampa! Islanders win it 3-2, a minute into sudden death! Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey!
And welcome aboard.
You're listening to DCR, we're live every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Give us a call at 1-800-919-3776. Today, of all days, make sure you ask Dave how he's doing. I'm Rick DiPietro. We got Chris Canty. Won one Super Bowl. Probably should have been two.
Romo buys some time. Keeps the play alive. And the pass dropped by Creighton. Had it in his hands. Had first down yardage and dropped it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And with hockey analysis like this,
you were there with many men with facial hair.
There's no wonder why this guy has his hockey show. That's Dave Rothenberg. We got a victory Thursday. Islanders force a Game 7. Yankees bail out Chapman and their manager in the ninth. Welcome back, Michael Conforto. Looks like Team Rick may have officially become the Brooklyn Nets. And as always, on the Thursday at 6:45, we got an observations and did it happen in Florida. But before we get to all that, let me hand off this show to our fearless driver.
I'm an excellent driver.
That is David, Islanders superfan, Rothenberg.
Very, very well done. I'm glad you turned your microphone on there. We missed like the first 30 seconds of your open.
What
good job
you
by you. Did you oversleep?
I didn't say anything. I was waiting. Santy was supposed to play the Undertaker music to start the open.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You look like you were miming the first 30 seconds of your Thursday open.
Yeah.
It's like kind of what
Marcel
like.
Marceau does the open at DCR at 98.7 ESPN.
No. What did you say? Just the silence. I was waiting.
You were talking.
No,
and there
you
was
were
silence.
Talking.
Nothing
well,
was
what
happening.
What did you hear to start it?
Like Beauvillier.
Yeah, he shoots. He scores. You didn't hear my king.
No. Well,
just
the Beauvillier. He shoots. He scores. Was that the actual open?
And the New York Islanders win.
Yeah, you said if the Islanders win, you wanted me to do the
I did. I loved
Chris
it. I don't know. To me, it felt like there was maybe 15 to 20 seconds of you talking without your microphone being on. But I guess I could be wrong.
That's a possibility. The microphone, I can't control the microphone on or off.
That was a pretty nice open.
I mean, do we want to restart it? You want to re-jump this
No,
thing?
We don't want to restart it. I think we got the point.
It's
karma from the universe, really, why you had technical difficulties for the first 20 seconds.
You took shots, like small little baby shots at me, like jabs. You took Mike Tyson overhand hooks to Chris. What are you doing to poor Chris Canty here?
Listen, he said he wanted the smoke.
Wow.
He's posting pictures of me with dolphins. He knows how I feel about dolphins.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know exactly how you feel, Rico. But just so you know, yesterday is just a warm-up. We're just getting started. We haven't even gotten to the tip of the iceberg yet.
All right. Now, listen, you guys want to continue this, that's fine. I mean, Team Rick has never been stronger. Never. I got the support.
Yeah,
of the
I don't
people.
Like that. I don't like that. I don't like you getting another Bronx guy to go against me. But I mean, if that's the shot that the Kaster's chosen, then I guess he's got to get involved too. He's got to get roped in too.
Wow. So Kay went after you as well, Chris. I've never seen
that
before.
Well, he didn't do anything. He just said that he sides with Rick in our little dispute, our DCR civil war. And I'm like, okay, that's fine.
He
can support Rick, but I don't think the Kaster wants to get involved with start taking shots and start changing his avatar, because that
could
get dangerous.
I'll tell you what, if you need, I want some of that smoke on your side. I'm right there with you if you want.
Well, after today, we'll see about it. I mean, after what I do to Rick DiPietro again today, we'll see if Kay really wants to get involved, really wants to have his back. We'll find out.
I like threatening Canty.
I'm not sure if you guys want any of this. I mean, I got a scud just waiting.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. I had something locked and loaded this morning. Had that Islanders game had a different result, I'm telling you, heart would have been broken. I'm telling you. I'm eventually going to have a chance to do it anyway because they're going to lose in Game 7.
Oh,
but
you guys are the worst.
But I just, it would have been nice. It would have been nice to be able to do it today with your Thursday Open. Because I would have dropped it as you were doing your Thursday Open.
The Thursday Open would have been so good, too. Like, despondent, Rick. Like, good morning. 98.7 ESPN.
Now, why is that good? That's not good. That's good for you, too, because you guys have teamed up.
Wakey, wakey. Couple eggs and some bacon.
No, I mean, it would be what you deserve, though, Rico. Like, you're doing all of this stuff to us. You got me involved. I had nothing to do with you and Dave's little back and forth. It would have been what you deserve if the Islanders would have got their hearts broke last night after they fight back to get it to overtime. It would have been perfect. It would have been exactly what you deserved.
Yeah, that was touch and go for a minute. You get down two. I mean, that would, listen.
I'm sure you were panicked down 2-0. You got to give this team a lot of credit. I mean, outside of the fan base, you know, littering the ice with beer, which was really an embarrassment.
It was a joke. Yeah, it was a joke. I mean, your team is celebrating. You know what I mean? Like, you just...
But what were you doing? What are you doing? Why would your mode of celebration be to throw beer cans at your players?
Well, I guess it's because they can't. I mean, you can't rip your clothes off. I mean, I guess that would be like the equivalent. Like, you're so amped up, you want to get crazy.
But why not? Rip off some clothing.
No, I don't know if that's what you. I mean, you don't want to get. You know,
I don't want
arrested.
Beer cans thrown at my players either.
No, and you saw how pissed off Clutterbuck was. No, I mean it's not what you want. God forbid. I mean, you're sitting there celebrating one of the biggest goals in I don't know how many years, and you take a tall boy off the face. I mean, that's not what you want. But I'll tell you what. I mean, what a way if that ends up being the last game of the Collie. You know, fingers crossed it's not. We'll see what happens in Game 7. I mean, that's what a way. What a way to shut that building down.
Yeah, that was something. I mean, down 2-0. You didn't think that they had much of a chance to come back. They get the goal in the second, the goal in the third, the goal right away in overtime. And listen, hardly am I rooting for the Islanders to win anything here. But thank God, if they were going to win, it happened a minute into overtime. Thank God. The last thing I could have had last night is like triple overtime, ending at 1 o'clock in the morning, and then waking up at 3:45. The last thing in the world I could afford it to have happened.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wanted that. I mean, it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. I mean, Eberle made it 2-1, which was huge going into the third. I mean, it got feisty there at the end. I thought Mayfield
was some goal by Mayfield, huh? My God.
Well, but he was. I mean, he was good the entire game. I mean, I don't know what was better. Obviously, the game tying goal is obviously
but the dirty hit was good
moment.
Too, right? For you guys.
Well, no, I mean him knocking Kucherov out of the game.
What, that dirty little hit?
Oh, it was a little, yeah, nice little cross check. It's not dirty if you don't get called for a penalty. And then he does the same thing to Stamkos at the end of the second period. His nose is bleeding. And then Barzal just said, you know what, enough is enough. I'm going to take over this third period, which he did. And, I mean, that was – I don't – you can't make that play in overtime. Like, if you're Coleman, you can't do it.
What
I understand
you,
what you're trying
what are you
to
doing?
Do.
I think Tampa might have lost on purpose to set up, like, an exciting Game 7.
No, you don't want to mess around with the Game 7, especially – I mean, neither team that has scored first in the series.
What is he doing? What kind of
he's trying to make
that?
In theory, like it's a good outlet option, but in that situation, just keep it up the boards. Like let's not mess around. And Beauvillier made a great play.
The last thing you want to do is it like
that Mayfield goal?
I mean, you never throw the puck in front of your own net.
Not like that. No, not in that situation. Like know where you're at in a game. And then I mean Mayfield, you probably give him 100 pucks when that same shot. I don't know if he scores like that. Like I can't even begin to tell you how perfect that shot was. Like, if they perfect. Showed you, like, so that Suns pass, that pass to Ayton to win that game.
Right.
Like, when you see it regular, like, oh, that was a great pass. But then when you see the pass from behind where Crowder is and how he actually throws it, like, it goes over the edge of the backboard.
Yeah.
You appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like, had you seen that, like, if there was a camera ice level where that puck was and you saw what he was shooting at. And for some reason, Vasilevsky had his glove turned in, like towards his face, which kind of opened up that like sliver of area where you could hit the post and put it in. Like that was, it was a perfect shot. Like I don't know how he did it, but he did it.
That was a goal scorer shot too.
That's not a defenseman shot. No. That's not. No. I mean, that's not his game. So I mean, that's just stepping up in the moment.
Yeah,
but the Islanders were all
absolutely
over in the
phenomenal.
Third period.
What did you say?
The Islanders were all over them in the third period, and it's a completely different feel
of
the series
great.
Now.
I think what happens
if there's no Kucherov? What happens now?
I don't know. You can't love the chances of him playing in Game 7, though.
Well, we have to see what's wrong with him, right? Like, I don't know. I mean, if it looks like it was his side, I don't know if it's a rib, if it's a hip pointer. But, I mean, that power play isn't nearly as It's a good power play, but it's not nearly as lethal without him on it. And now you force, you know, your second line, like all of a sudden now, you know, you take Cirelli, who was awesome with that second line in game five, and you got to move him up to the top line. So it just, I mean, it screws up what you're trying to do depth-wise with the lines. But
yeah, it's not good. It's not good. But we get the all-exciting game seven, first one for either team in the 2021 NHL postseason. 1-800-919-3776. Where do you think, we'll hear from the head coach in a moment, where do you think this ranks for Barry Trotz as great moments in his career?
Barry Trotz's great moments in his career?
Yeah, can't be one, right?
Nah, he won a Stanley Cup. I mean, he's got to be proud as hell the way his team responded to getting blown out 8-0. And then going down, too. I mean, that's...
Tampa had scored 11, what was it,
12.
11?
12.
12 consecutive goals. That doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't happen at all. I mean, they scored the last two, and they scored 8, and then they scored the first two.
Right. You would figure if a team scores 12 consecutive goals that they're going to win the series in a sweeper in five games, right? If you can ever say we scored 12 straight goals in a series, you're hammering the opponent in the series.
Hammering the opponent. And not to mention the fact that, I mean, going into that game, Tampa was 11-1 when they scored first. And they hadn't lost. Like, neither team had lost when they scored first in the series until last night.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's what it's going to take against this team. Because, I mean, they've just been, over the last 2 years, they've been that good. But, like I said, I mean, with no Kucherov, that changes things a lot. Like, that would have been like the Islanders, that would have been like the equivalent of having Barzal suspended for yesterday's game.
Yeah.
And after watching what Barzal did yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's no way they win that game if Barzal's out.
No, he was a difference maker. He was a difference maker. All right, so we mentioned where does this rank for Barry Trotz. Let's find out. Where does this rank for you all time, Coach?
Well, I've had a few moments. I've been at this a long time. It's one of the – it'll be up there with one of the best because of the situation. Number one, the group that is playing – right now, this is I love this group, the character of this group. I would say this building and what it's meant to a number of players, but probably more than anything, our fans. You know, these are great moments. I mean, coming off the ice and there's you know, everybody's hugging each other. There's beer cans flying all over. It's quite a sight, and it was a moment that you'll remember. You know, these are big moments and great memories to have. But we've got to get another one.
It was phenomenal. It's a great win. Can we not romanticize, please, beer cans being thrown at the players on the ice? There's nothing cute and adorable about that.
I don't think it was a great look. I mean, I do agree with the because I've experienced that. Like, you've experienced that. Chris, you've experienced that. When you go to these games, like in big moments like that, I mean, and your team wins or there's a, you know, big goal or a big run scored or whatever it is, like, you just find yourself high-fiving, hugging people you never even met in your entire life.
Which is awesome.
The best. Which is the best. And that place, I can guarantee you, dude, because being in that building for playoff games, nothing is as important as a, you know, elimination game in the semifinals. But that building, like, you can legitimately feel it shaking. So I can only imagine, like, I mean, how, like he mentioned, like, you got to take the situation into account, too, right? It's like the team that knocked you out last year, oh, by the way, it was game six in overtime that you lost last year.
Could have been same exact scenario, correct.
Exactly. And it's, we're facing elimination. This is the last game potentially in this building that's been an iconic building with, you know, the 80 Stanley Cup teams and everything else. So this could be it. The crowd knows it. They know it. And then to win in overtime the way that they did, I mean, that's – I don't know how it gets any better unless that's a – obviously
well,
game
you
seven.
You win game seven.
Yeah, you're closing it out.
That it gets – I mean, if you don't win game seven, is it Kevin Durant in game five? Like, it's amazing. You remember it forever, but you have an opportunity to go to the Stanley Cup Finals first time in almost 40 years on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, it's very similar, yeah. I mean, it's not one individual performance. It's just it's a huge win. But it be in the grand scheme of things, you look at it as it was a good win, but it was a disappointment because we lost the series. But as far as your last memory of the last game at the Coliseum, like that, I mean, that you remember that fondly because it was a humongous win.
It was the biggest win in a long time. Absolutely. Now Barry Melrose goes one further on SportsCenter last night, says it's going to be hard for Tampa to regain some of that momentum they lost in Game Six.
It's going to be very tough for the Tampa Bay Lightning right now. They had everything going their way. They had a great first period. They were winning 2-0. They killed off a long 5-on-3. Fantastic job. I thought that was the turning point of the game. And then the Islanders just chip away. They win the battles. They go to the front of the net. Two guys you don't hear of that much. Bevilier hasn't had a great playoffs, or a great series here up to long. And Mayfield never scores a goal like that. So I'll tell you, the Islanders did what they had to do. Now we're going to find out a lot about Tampa Bay Lightning. We found a lot about them last year. They won a lot of games that people didn't think they could, but I'll tell you, without Kucherov in the lineup, that's hard.
I mean, it's all lining up for the Islanders in Game 7 right now. All lining up.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that, but I mean, you could have said the same thing going into Game 6. You know, how are the Islanders going to bounce back after getting blown out? And then they go down 2, and somehow, some way, they find a way to tie it up and win it in overtime.
You think we're going to hear from the Islanders fan today? Is that your expectation?
They better.
Fall and be all over us and very annoying?
Dave, this is the biggest win that, I mean, obviously I wasn't around for the for those Stanley Cup teams.
This is the biggest win since the early 80s.
Yeah. I mean, that's really where we're at. And that Kucherov, I mean, that completely changes everything if he can't play in game 7.
So if he is able to continue through the game last night, does Tampa win that game?
If he can play through that game?
Yep.
And
if he doesn't get hurt, does Tampa win that game?
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. I mean, if you give them, you know, that power play opportunity in the third period with Kucherov on the power play, they have a much better chance, yeah. That's how good he is. I mean, you've seen what he's done this postseason.
Yeah, he really is. He's phenomenal. Does he have 27 points this postseason?
Yeah, I mean, he's leading the league. I mean,
yeah, he's a difference
it's
maker.
It's insane what he's doing.
Tremendously.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, DCR with you, 98.7 ESPN. Rick feeling like a million bucks. Chris and I not in great moods. And the battle continues, Rick being a bad guy. Very obvious for everyone.
Oh, listen, I can end it today if you want. I mean, just push me. Push me enough where I can end it today if you want.
What do you mean? You're going to stop?
No, I'm not going to stop. I told you. What did I say to open the show? I mean, from what you heard of the open, is that I have...
I don't know. Your microphone wasn't on.
That's not my fault.
Dave.
I'll take the L for that, but that's not my... I have no control of the microphone. I was on nice and early. Machine works.
You didn't oversleep today, which is nice,
no,
of course.
Didn't sleep.
Going
how do you oversleep?
Game 6, you're exhausted. You oversleep on the show yesterday. Today, they win game 6, and of course, you're up nice and early.
Well, you can't oversleep if you don't go to sleep, right? I mean, there
you're
was no sleep.
No sleep right now?
No, there was no sleep. No, wow. Because I got to stay downstairs. I can't watch TV in the bedroom because it will wake the baby up. So I had to stay downstairs. And then by the time the game, I mean, they score that overtime winner. I'm all amped up. Start working on the open.
You start working on the open.
Trying
How
to
long
crush
did that
Canty
open take you
bit.
For today?
How long did that take?
Did you incorporate? Did you tell like Santi, like, keep the mic down? Or how did that work?
Yeah, I don't understand what happened. Like, we went over, like, you know, 15 minutes before the show. Everything sounded good, felt good, and then all of a sudden... all hell breaks loose.
Well, that's, you know, fine. Why that happened, Dave. It's because he took a shot at the Cowboys, it's thinking karma. He was shooting at me, but he also hit Santiago,
right.
And Santiago decided, you know what, I'm going to have Rick have some technical difficulties before we get this thing going. I understand it. I know exactly what happened.
I mean, you'll take shots at anybody now. You're trying to get everyone against you, right? You want to be the victim. So you've taken shots at RJ in the soccer. You've taken shots at Raymond in the Cowboys, Chris in the Cowboys, me, every single thing I do. I mean, you're going to have no friends left on the show soon.
I have the most important friend, though. That's really what matters.
Oh, and who would that be?
I think you know exactly who that is.
Oh, but he's not on this show.
No, that's fine. Doesn't need to be on this show. I mean, he wants to be a part of it. That's great. Build a little super team here. Got the support of the... I got the support of the fan base.
Why don't you go do the K show? That's
no,
what you really want.
No, I don't. I like doing this show.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
Hey, Michael. Miss you.
Yep, God.
All
right, let's
get to the
calls. Why did he do that, by the way?
What was I have no idea.
The genesis behind him doing that?
I'm thinking maybe it's subconsciously he's trying to be more competitive in Drop Madness.
I mean, was someone tickling him?
I don't know. You're asking me questions. I don't know the answer.
Well, I don't know.
That's
you
seem drop.
To know everything with the K-Show. You guys are
But that's
simpatico.
An older drop. That's one of my favorite. That is one of my favorite Michael drops.
RJ, you used to work on that show. Do you know what that giggling is?
Hoo hoo wee.
What is that?
I think it was him mocking Don or Peter for something about some kind of fun they were having, and that was pure mockery.
Go away!
Okay, sorry.
He was feisty yesterday. Whoo! He was not in a good mood yesterday.
No.
Attacking people, and I loved it.
Of course you do, because it'll never be you.
No, no, that's why, I mean, that's why we love each other, because we know that's the safe space.
Oh, God.
Unlike
right, can
you
we
two
get
animals.
To some of these calls. Stop it, really.
No, you're an animal. You're an animal. You turn Canty against me.
Is disgusting.
No, you turned Canty against you. You did that.
You guys have been conspiring. I don't know what's going on.
No,
What did I do to turn Canty against you? You turned Canty against
you. And Dave, here's the worst part about it. He's doing a hit on the K-Show yesterday, and he brings up UMBC again. He brings it up again. Virginia
I'm sure Michael
losing
thought it was gold, right?
To a 16 seed. Completely unwarranted, not necessary, just out of left field, brings it up again.
Brett screwed Brett.
Yeah.
Which is
so,
really
Rick,
your
you
own fault
this,
because
you
mocked them
yourself.
For the jerseys. I mean, you did,
the jerseys
you did talk
are
down
ridiculous.
About the
jerseys were ridiculous. I mean, here's
the
thing.
I mean, the mascot.
It would hurt a little bit more if Virginia didn't come back the next year and win the national championship. So I guess I got past it. But still, like the fact that you would reach down to a dark place and just try to hurt me like that, and I'm supposed to be your teammate, I'm supposed to be your guy.
Supposed to be.
As the other athlete on the show. You did it to yourself, man. Don't try to blame Dave or anybody else. You did this. You created this. You made your bed. Now you got to lay in it.
I live my life in a dark place.
I feel like Dave, it's time for me to change my Twitter avatar again.
I do it. I dare
like
you.
That
do it.
To happen again.
Do
I
it.
Like
I dare
I
you to do it
right now.
You don't have the stones to okay. do it.
I would love to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's about that time.
You
man.
Don't have the stones to
Dave,
do it.
Dave, I think I'm going to go all in this time. I'm going all in.
Goodness. Yeah, I don't want just the tip. Give me all of it. I want to take all of it.
You want the whole thing? Huh?
I want the whole thing.
I don't know that he can handle it.
I don't know what happened with you two. I don't know if Chris promised you, Dave, that he'd make you a lord. I don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you right now, keep poking the bear. Keep poking it.
The Hawks, when they were coached by Lord Pierce.
Yeah, keep it up. Both of you.
Yeah, this is going to be a Nate McMillan type of turnaround with
like
the Avatar
United,
Wars.
That
I'm telling you.
Terrific.
It's happening.
Like a Sir Anthony Hopkins. I don't know if Chris has the power to do something like that, but that would be. It's terrific.
I don't know, Dave. After we get done, I might feel like I do. I might yeah. feel like I do. Just with, with everything I got
right.
locked and loaded, Dave, I feel pretty damn good.
Throw it out there. Throw it out there for the world to see. 800-919-3776. Let's go to Mike in Manhattan. Mike's touching the money. Go ahead. Good morning, Mike. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, gents. Dave, I was at the game last night.
Yep.
It was insane. After yesterday, do you think that the Islanders are destined to win the Cup? And a quick story about last night. So I went with my buddy, and there was four girls next to us, and they were going to leave after the second goal. So my buddy is super smooth. So I'm married, and he's not. And he was like, if you guys stay, I will – if the Islanders lose, I will buy you to the one girl whatever bag you want. But if you stay – and the Islanders win, you have to give me your number. And you know what? I'm pretty sure my buddy found his future wife. So it's a great day for Islander fans.
That's a pricey proposition there, Mike.
That really is.
Mike, your buddy must have some serious cash because that's a pricey proposition.
And this must have been some kind of woman.
Down 2-0.
So this is the thing. He doesn't have that kind of money, and what was going to happen is if they lost, he just would have left.
Oh, the real classy guy. All class there, Mike. That's terrific. Give me a comp. Give me a comp.
Smooth. Hey.
Who are we looking like?
What was that? I couldn't hear you.
Give me a comp. Who does this woman look like? Like a Scarlett Johansson? Like to make that kind of an offer, who did she look like?
Dude, I mean, I can't even say on air. Smoke show.
But you can't smoke say show. Who she okay. looked like on air?
Small show
might listen and probably get jealous, and she probably already is. But yeah, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah, but you can, Mike. You can be, Wait. Mike. Listen, you can be on a diet and still look at the menu. Like, just tell us, like, well, I mean, celebrity wise, is there a celebrity she looks like?
If you say she looked like Salma Hayek, I'm not saying it would be. If you say she looked like Salma Hayek, your wife would think that there's something wrong with that. Just tell us who she looked like.
I mean.
Dave
so
watches porn in front
like
of Sherry. She doesn't
Hathaway
care.
Hathaway thing going, but not really. But that's
Ooh,
the
Anne Hathaway.
Comparison I could think of. Yeah.
You said dark hair, blue eyes?
No, he said blonde hair, blue eyes.
Ooh, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Well, that's not really Anne Hathaway now, is it?
No, not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit.
No, it's the anti Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, we got to work on that relationship. If you're trying to explain to somebody what a woman looks like,
right?
And you're afraid because your wife's going to get mad. Like, we have to have a talk. Let's sit down. Let's hash this thing out.
That relationship's in tremendous trouble.
Yes.
I mean, it's bizarre that I say, give me a comp of who she looked like, just to get a feel of who this guy was willing to at least offer to buy an expensive bag for. And he says he can't do that. He'd get in trouble.
That's a pricey proposition, I'll tell you what. I mean, Tampa up two, and you say whatever. I mean,
yeah, but
Long Island.
But his buddy just said he would have gotten up and left.
Yeah, that ain't right. I mean, this is Long Island, too. I mean, you head over to the, you know,
that's
got to
be someone from Suffolk, by the way.
To Americana. Otherwise, you go in, you know, designer handbag.
That's got to be someone from Suffolk. There's no way someone from Nassau would do something like that.
I've had those. What do you want for Christmas, honey? Oh, I want this bag. Oh, no problem. Whoop. Yeah, that's a little expensive.
Now, I will tell you, if it turns out that that's his future wife, that's a story, huh?
That's a great story. It's almost like proposing on a ride at Disney, like someone we know.
Yeah, still don't understand that one. Don't get that one.
Listen,
my cousin Susan, who's actually there now, is exactly like Winthrop.
She like loves exactly. Disney.
We are making Rice Krispie Treats Mickey style.
Oh, my God. This is the assistant program director. That was the assistant program director.
Yes. Our assistant program director is a Disney fanatic.
We are making Rice Krispie Treats Mickey style.
Also a man who will sit at a table with us at dinner, and Canty will order a bourbon, Dave will order, you know, a white wine cooler or beer, and he says, I'll have the chocolate martini.
We are making Rice Krispie Treats Mickey style.
Mickey
style. And he drinks numerous chocolate martinis, not just one.
Mickey style. I mean, how good is that? This is a guy that goes to Disney 4 to 6 times a year. With no children.
With no children.
No children. Loves Disney. Adores Disney.
Like, does the character breakfast, everything.
Oh, yeah. Wait till he has the kids to go down there. He'll go weekly.
He might leave them at home. No, you guys don't need to go.
No. Come on. It's for us. It's a grown-up kind of a place.
It's for your mom and I.
Yeah. When you're older. More mature.
You guys are too young for this.
Yep. All right. 800-919-3776. We'll see other Islanders fan stories from last night. It was quite a moment at the Coliseum. And I'm not inciting if, in fact, that was the last hurrah at the Coliseum. That was some kind of ending. But we have a Game 7 tomorrow night, 7:30 right here on 98.7 ESPN. 1-800-919-3776. You tell me your Islander fan brethren is going to be out in full force, but I've yet to see it, DiPietro.
What do you mean? We just had, I mean, that's the one Islander call. We got two more waiting. We have another one coming now.
Big deal. If the Knicks right now had a win like that, you wouldn't be able to get through. We have many open lines. I think it says a lot.
No, but see, now you're just being a bad guy because you already know them. And this is not, I mean, to compare the Islanders fan base to the Knicks fan base.
Well, all I hear is that they're this phenomenal fan base.
Well, where's your boy? I mean, where's your sugar daddy? He emailed me a picture of himself at the game. He can't wake up and call the show?
Do you feel like he's overstepping, by the way, or you're comfortable with the fact that he emails you all the time?
No, I'm comfy. He actually sent me a picture of himself. I was interested to see what he looked like, and he actually sent me a picture of himself with...
You've met him before.
I know I've met him before, but I don't remember. Like, I don't remember what he looked like exactly. And now I know because he sent me a picture.
And meeting him multiple times didn't
look at all these Islanders fans. Look at welcome aboard. Tell him, Dave. Say it for me, please, one time.
Welcome aboard.
You like this kind of party?
Like that kind of party?
What, you just want drops from me? I can go back to sleep like you did the other morning.
I wasn't
going to play drops.
Keep that up. Keep it up. I'm telling you right now, keep it up.
Oh, I'm going to keep it up.
I'm going nowhere.
I got all the smoke for you.
I got the nuclear football sitting right here. You just tell me when you want it.
No. You don't have the nuclear. I have the nuclear. I have the red button of Twitter profile
pictures. You can't even find the button.
Oh.
And that's fact.
I even said to the guys yesterday, I have the button, but I'm nervous to use it. And they said, don't use that. Don't do that.
Oh, no. Use it.
No.
Please, use it.
No.
I dare you to use it.
No.
I dare you to use it.
I think that's what separates me from you, is that I don't want to use that, and you will use anything within your power. That's fine. It's what we do. We'll see how you're feeling tomorrow night around 11 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
Chris has thrown a major shot on the Twitter. A phenomenal shot. Rick, I don't know how you respond from this one, but it's going to be tough to get up from that. That is some
well
photo.
It's well played. I understand. Listen, he's got to do what he has to do. His first attempt was weak. That's fine. I mean, he's progressing in the right direction. I like
it. What do you mean the first attempt was weak? That was just a warm-up. Second of all, you were terrified.
I'm telling you what the people
saying.
Like a pear salad. I mean, it's just your entree into what's happening.
Yeah.
I do enjoy the pear salad with little goat cheese. Oh, delicious.
Yeah, but it's a starter.
You can't take a sack. It's just a starter. But now you see it. Now you see it serious, though. Now I'm drawing blood.
And now you see him sacking your beautiful face.
Yeah, now I'm drawing blood.
Beautiful.
Exactly.
Who doesn't like a nice sack, though? Honestly, come on.
Excuse me?
You always go there.
What?
You got to deflect like that. For those of you that are not on Twitter.
You keep it up, Rothenberg, because you're next.
What do you mean I'm next?
No,
I didn't do anything.
You've pushed Canty to this point. Canty was never like this till all of a sudden you guys started conspiring against me. He's a different guy, and that's
you're
fine.
You're a bad guy.
During this Islanders run,
it is evident. Some people can handle victory with class. Some cannot. We see which side of the docket you fall on.
Now I punish the puppet master, which is you. And at some point, I don't know when, there will be retaliation.
Okay. No wonder you can't sleep. I mean, you're probably working all night on your little photos, your photoshopping. Santiago brought it to my attention yesterday. You're doing it like old school. Like you're doing it like someone would do it in the 1980s.
Yeah, it's like ransom notes is what I'm doing.
You're cutting stuff out of magazines and newspapers? Oh, my God.
Expect $25 million.
Oh, my God.
Small bills.
Oh, but Dave, couldn't you see him doing it, Dave? Can't you see it? Like Rick sitting there arts and crafts style with the kids at the table?
I understand. But Rick, you could skip steps 2 to 9 if you do it this way. This is the way I'm comfortable doing it.
I don't know how to do it. I need somebody to show me how to do it. So instead of actually doing that, which if anyone's available to be my guy or gal to do that stuff with the Photoshop and everything else.
You
what I've been
intern.
Doing is, yeah, I need somebody. But what I've been doing is I take the picture of you two guys and then I print it out in all different sizes and then cut your heads out. And that way I have the versatility of using the different sizes.
Well, you're actually printing it out on paper.
Yeah, multiple pieces of paper. Oh yeah,
you're killing.
I have
the
a whole.
Bars, aren't you?
I've created a whole folder.
Oh, my God. You are something else.
Listen, you asked for this. This is not me. This is you.
I asked for nothing. And this will not end well for you, whether it's tomorrow night.
I don't want to hear, too, that it's you're messing with the juju, with the avatar. No. I'm 2-1 with the avatars. I don't want to hear it. Avatars have nothing to do with
it. But the all-important avatar will be tomorrow night. Like, if the Islanders lose a game 7, preferably in overtime.
Dave, the avatar that I got teed up for that one, I'm telling you.
I got a great one, too.
It's social media gold, Dave.
A great one.
Oh, it's awesome.
Let's go to the biggest fraud we have, Lonnie in Harlem. Good morning, Lonnie, who's now, you know, the Dennis Potvin of Islanders fans. How are you?
Wow, the biggest fraud. Jeez.
Well, you know what, Lonnie? I'll tell you why.
Hang on.
I'll tell you why. You say, I love the show, right? I love the three of you. Instead of just saying, I don't enjoy watching family, which is what you say all the time, watching family go at it, you've picked a side, and your side is DiPietro. So now you're all in on the Islanders. You didn't know who Mike Bossy was a week ago, but now all of a sudden, you couldn't be a bigger Islanders fan. So instead of just staying neutral here, you've picked a side, and that's why I feel a way about you right now.
You know, Dave, it was very hard for me, Dave, because you know I love the Giants, too. Canty's an ex-Giant. He won me a Super Bowl. So it wasn't easy, but then again, it was, because you know why? Uncle Rico always sticks up for me, and he has to stick up for me because you like to take your little subtle shots as soon as I hang up all the time. So Uncle Rico, thank you. I love all of you guys, but I had to choose a side. And I chose Uncle Rico's side.
I mean, this is like the mother watching the three sons go at it and picking a side. That's not a mother. That's not someone that has love in their heart.
I'm not your mother. I don't breastfeed Uncle Rico, okay? Cut it out.
If you're offering.
That game no, I'm not offering at all, Uncle. Stop.
I figured I'd ask.
That game last night, listen, man, when we went down 2-0, I'm shaking in my boots because, like you said, first goal usually has won this series. So then when we went down 2-0, I'm just like, oh, God, this can't be happening. Then we scored the first goal. I'm like, okay, you know, it's getting there. Then when Mayfield, somebody who doesn't really shoot like that, because I've noticed that, when he made that shot, I was like, okay, that spark that's right there. And Matt Barzell was just, he was flowing all over the ice last night. If it wasn't for him, I don't know if we'd pick up that game, even though he wasn't, you know, I don't know. I don't think he scored like that. I'm pretty sure he didn't, but he was doing everything else. That game was great. The bomb was rocking. I know you've seen Damian Woody in there with Alan Hahn going crazy. Game seven, let's go, you know, and Dave, you know, and Canty. Canty, that first one was a little soft. This one is pretty decent. I was expecting.
I don't understand what folks wanted for the first one, Lonnie. I don't know what you were looking for. I gave you the killer Dolphins that were attacking him. You know he's terrified of Dolphins. It was just a warm-up. Now we attack his football fandom with the Jets. Just by the way, that sack was a safety that came the Christmas Eve game on the way to us winning Super Bowl 46. Just for a little context with that. But all I'm saying is this. I don't know what people were expecting for the first one, but this is a marathon. It ain't a sprint. Like, because he drew me in, now I'm going to get involved, and I'm going to take it to the extreme.
I was expecting blood because of the UBC, the Virginia thing.
It's still early, Lonnie. It's still early. There will be blood. There will be blood. Don't worry about that.
Uncle Rico has put up bodies so far. I'm sorry. Bodies. He's building a cemetery over here. I'm sorry. But family, I've done what I came to do. And Dave, Canty, Uncle Rico, you know I love all of you guys.
No, I'm not receiving that.
This is what I do, Lonnie. This is what Team Rick does.
I'm not taking that from Lonnie.
Listen, we pile up bodies. It's like Universal Soldier.
Yeah, whatever.
Take your ear out, wear it as a necklace.
You can have Lonnie. You know, Lonnie's supposedly friend of all of us.
No.
Why would he be your friend? All you do is rip him down. He's a fraud. He's not the number one fan. I mean, you're the one that did this to Lonnie.
I never said he was the number one fan. In fact, every time I've taken him, I say possibly the number one fan of the show. That's not saying you're not number one.
Possibly. It's disrespectful. It's like calling RJ a little guy. By the way, I spoke to Kevin yesterday in L.A.
Uh-huh.
with a newborn baby.
Did you invite him on the show? So it's perfect. He's got a newborn. I'm sure he'd love to come on the show now.
No, he was not overly enthusiastic about the 2 or 3 a.m.
Why?
Radio phone.
He said he's going to be up anyway. He's
wakes
got a newborn.
Up for a feeding.
I can't tell you that he's up. He sent me a picture. I said, are you at the game tonight? Because I was seeing if he was at game six that, you know, Islanders win. Now I'm jump on, you know, today, this morning. And he sent me a picture of me sitting there, and it's the cutest little baby. He's sitting there, you know, feeding his baby. A new dad. He's got different priorities now. We'll get him at some point.
I don't want him at some point. I don't want him, like, midsummer. I want him now, when the iron is hot.
No, the answer to your question is no. We're not having him now. He does not. I'm not waking him up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm not doing it.
That's ridiculous.
I wouldn't do that to friends. Unlike who treats your friends like garbage.
I would say, here's what I'd like from you. Whenever you happen to be up feeding the baby, when the baby wakes you, we'd love to have you on at that moment.
Yeah, because that's exactly what you want to do middle of the night, you know, as you're feeding your newborn I'm going to call into a radio show.
You know what? Give me a break. Your team just had one of the great wins in franchise history. I can think of not many better things in life than coming on and talking to New York.
Yeah, I don't think he shares your enthusiasm for that.
Then maybe he's a fraud, too.
You get paid to do the show. You don't like waking up to do it.
If the Giants had one of the great wins in franchise history, I'd be frothing at the mouth to do the show.
To do the show because it's your show, yeah. That's a big difference.
We're giving him a platform to wake up to do the show. Kevin, here's a platform. Talk about your beloved Islanders.
He doesn't need a platform. I mean, he's got his platform. It's called Entourage. He's good.
He has a taped show that aired years ago. That's not a platform to talk about the current Islanders.
No, it's a pretty damn taped show. No, that's a pretty damn good taped show.
I'm not saying it's not a good show. I'm saying that doesn't let him get his point across on the current Islanders.
Nah, he doesn't want. He's all set with you. He doesn't really like you very much.
I'm telling you,
I was talking to him yesterday. He does not like you very much.
So you said, what do you think about Canty? What do you think about Rothenberg? And he said what?
No, he loves Canty.
So he loves Canty.
He loves Canty. He's not a big, the whole Ranger thing. He's not a big fan.
Canty's on the verge of being a Rangers fan. So he loves Canty.
I'm not close to being an Islanders fan.
No, but you're a free agent. He doesn't mind you.
I'm a free agent, but I'm only going to go one of two ways. And right now,
I'm
leaning towards staying at home. I just moved from New Jersey. Now I'm going to become a Devils fan.
I think diversify the show. Diversify the show.
No, I'm all
Dave's
set.
A Ranger fan. I'm the Islander fan.
No, right now I'm on the same team as Dave. So no,
that's right.
I feel good where I'm at right now.
Maybe you go Dallas Stars. I mean, you are. I mean, a cowboy at heart. Maybe you go Stars. I'll take shots all day.
You see what he's trying to do, Dave?
Where does it stop? Where does
it
stop, DiPietro?
This will not stop. Victory Thursday will not stop.
Oh God, I can't wait till tomorrow.
His depravity knows no bounds, Dave.
Zero.
I don't want the Islanders to lose tomorrow. I want like six overtimes. I want you up. I want you bleary eyed. I want you falling asleep like you overslept on the show the other morning. And then I want the Lightning to win it in the most heartbreaking of fashions for you. That's what I want.
It's a Friday night. They can go seven overtimes. I don't care. I'll be up.
Even if you lose? Oh, you'd feel terrible.
Well, no, then we have. I mean, that's a different conversation for a different day. I may have to call. But I'm sure you're taking Saturday show off because that's what you do now.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're going to do Saturday show? Nice.
I'm going to do Saturday show, yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
The Fugazi hockey show on Saturday morning, too?
We're doing the Fugazi hockey show on Saturday morning. Probably the last one because it ends when the Islander season ends. So, yeah,
we'll probably cancel that show.
Put a big bow on that one. Yeah.
What do you think of the playoffs, Dave? Well, this Islanders team, really fun to watch. Okay, let's go to some calls.
Wow. Is my mic on?
The Knicks are great. I love watching this team.
You're a bad guy. Really.
He's terrible. He's the worst. He's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's guys with facial hair. Wow, good breakdown,
you
Dave.
You were there with many men with facial hair. That was talking about RJ's big bachelor
party. I thought that was a clip from your hockey show.
Nah, look at you.
Really work with that spider tech. Really become familiar.
You really are as evil.
You can find Dave's podcast on Pornhub.
More. Use it. That's right.
You done?
That's creepy. Are you done?
No, I'm not done.
I'll go for the rest of the segment.
Oh, I can't. I might not do Stump Rothenberg on Saturday just to make sure to rub it in extra to the Islanders fans.
Oh, I love it, Dave.
We might just randomly call you. Islanders lose the game. We start the show. We just live call you. Does he answer? Does he not? Hello, and then we just have you on for like 15 minutes, breaking down this painful loss for your beloved Islanders.
Oh, yeah, Dave, I'd have to jump on that, too. I want to get involved with it, too. I want to hear it. I want to hear the pain in his voice after a Game 7 loss, after he gets his heart ripped out.
You think your team's going to win? Right now, you think your team's going to win Game 7?
I have no heart, yes. I love this team. Love this coaching staff.
He has to say that, Dave. I don't know.
I know. I don't have to say that.
He doesn't really believe it. He doesn't really believe it.
Tampa listen, I mean, I told you. I said this going in, right? Game six back at home. You're gonna have to do something that hadn't been done in this series yet, which is win a game. Well, you had to because you end up going down with the first two goals, which big hole. But they found a way to dig themselves out. And this Lightning team doesn't lose back to back games. So I mean, you're gonna go to Tampa and hopefully fingers crossed Kucherov doesn't play. I think that's a different ball game. I do. You heard Barry Melrose.
Yeah, it is. He's a game changer. Let's go to Andy in the Bronx. Good morning, Andy. You're on 98.7.
Good morning. How you doing, guys?
I'm doing great, Andy. How you doing?
Great.
Islander morning.
Oh, feels good, doesn't
first
it?
Of all, Dave, a couple things with you before I get to Rick. Okay, I listened to you for weeks now talking about Net fans always bringing up the Knicks. You're bringing up the Knicks fan who would be calling for the Islanders. So it's sort of like the same thing. So let it go.
I honestly do not understand the comparison there. I'm doing what?
Well, you had mentioned before if this was the Knicks with a win like that, the phones would be lighting up. Right? Didn't you say that
It was not apples to apples. He was trying to you're right in being mad because he was trying to disparage.
I wasn't trying to disparage anybody. I was looking. You know what? We could talk Mets. I'd be happy to talk about Tyler McGill for the next 2 hours. But I'm trying to give your team the floor, and then nobody calls. It's not my fault.
Okay.
The lines are all lit up.
Now they are because now I've prompted them. That's the genius that is me. Go ahead, Andy. Do you want to talk about the Knicks or do you want to talk about the Islanders?
I want to talk about the Islanders, but just one more quick thing. I know your son plays baseball, and you go to all kinds of travel tournaments with him. Enjoy it while it lasts. It's fantastic. I did the same thing, and it was one of the greatest thrills of my life for these number of years that I did it. So just enjoy it.
Well, thank you. Thanks for bringing me down, too.
Okay. Go ahead. His kids don't really like him anyway. Continue.
Now, Rick, Anthony Beauvillier. Okay, yep. I go back. I'm 62 years old. I was at all four runs for the Islanders with the Nassau Coliseum. I bleed orange and blue, okay? And I see a lot of Anthony Beauvillier and Bobby Nystrom, a lot of a comparison with the way he comes about and gets these type of goals.
No.
What do you think?
No. I mean, there's no. Why not? Anthony Beauvillier doesn't play like Bobby Nystrom played. No. It was a huge goal. He hadn't scored in 10 games leading into that overtime. No. Bobby Nystrom, I mean, played with an edge. He was physical. That's not Anthony Beauvillier.
That's your Islanders analysis.
He's good. I mean, he's a guy that relies on his speed. He's a skill player. No. I do not like that comparison.
Not a fan of that. You don't even like Andy from the Bronx anymore.
No, I do like Andy, but I don't love that comparison. And Bobby Nye is, I mean, you talk about salt of the earth. Special guy. He's one of the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life.
Who's the nicest person you've ever met?
It was you, and now not so much.
No, I wouldn't say I'm the nicest.
Michael K, probably.
Of course he would. Of course he'd say that. Of course he'd say that, Dave.
I don't know why you were expecting a different answer. He's not the nicest person you've met.
Well, you don't know the real Michael. Like, I know the real Michael.
Oh, my God. This
Dave, you shouldn't have expected a different answer.
If you asked Michael, are you nice, he would probably say, no, I'm not that nice of a person.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But, of course, Rick comes to his defense.
Yeah, Michael can do no wrong.
That's what teammates
do, Dave.
Unlike you. Well, you do have a teammate, you and Canty.
Wait a minute. You're the one that took shots at me. Unwarranted.
He doesn't see it. You know what? He's like in delirium right now. That's what's happening.
He's living in his own alternate reality.
He's living in his own world. This is some kind of a psychosis that is happening right now.
Yeah.
Like a therapist should get with him and snap him out of this. Is there like shallow Hal doesn't like a fat gal?
Get
him out of it.
We got to get Tony Robbins.
We need Tony Robbins on the show. Get him out of this. It's a state of mania is what's happening right now.
We might have to put him in a straitjacket, Dave.
Antonio Brown style? Himself.
Yes.
Antonio Brown went with Tony Robbins. It worked for him. Look at him.
Yeah, I think it should work for you, too. Yeah. RJ, book Tony Robbins for tomorrow, would you? 800-919-3776.
RJ, get Baskin Robbins for Dave, too, please.
I love Baskin Robbins. Oh, they have 31 different flavors.
Oh, I know. I'm aware.
You know what I experienced the other day, which I always thought I didn't like, and I tried it, and I was like, you know what? This is good. Mint chip.
Mint. I knew you were going to say it.
How did you know that?
I knew it. It was mint. Dave, it's the same thing. The same thing.
First of all, I've never felt closer to you than I do right now. Yes. Second of all.
You guys just became best friends. This is great.
Because he gets me. He understands.
On live radio.
You wouldn't have gone mint chip.
One of my favorite flavors is mint chip. Mint chocolate chip is one of the best ice cream flavors there is.
It was not
up until a couple of years ago for me.
It was.
I would have never thought about it.
This is like I'm watching the real life Step Brothers in front of my face.
We just become best friends. Yep.
You know what?
You guys move in together.
Exactly. I can't stand in the way of what the universe is throwing our way.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.